Our reading for today is taken from Psalm 46. Please open 570 of the Church Bible. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so pleased to be here, eh? Just before you got excited, I must confess that I got my qualies. Well, obviously not from this island. No, I'm not Charlie Parker, but I got my qualies. And because of that, I stand before you and say, God is our refuge. Amen? So, we're so pleased to be here. We are so blessed. And let me express my joy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel. Thank you, Pastor Drew. I would like to send an invitation to come to Romania to visit with us. So, I just wanted to ask the church if you agree that your pastor will come to visit Romania, my church? Well, thank you. So, one problem solved. The church agreed to that, so yes, we would love to have you back home and then serve with us. It'll be a blessing. Thank you, Doris and Barry, for your kind invitation, and thank you, Karen and Mark, for perfect hosts along Kuma. Kuma is the dog, yeah? And how lovely, she's lovely. Ron and Jen and all good friends, good to see you, David, and my Polish and my Romanian friends, God bless you. I greet you in the name of our Lord. We had a verse each year from the church that we put aside, so every time we go to visit someone, we will bring that verse to as an encouragement. And this verse is from Job 42 and says an amazing thing about God. Listen to this. Take this verse with you today. I know that you can do all things, and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. What a God. Praise the Lord. Amen. A few minutes I'm going to preach to this to you, the Psalm 46. Don't you love this psalm? You love it? Yeah? You liked it? Amen. Psalm 46 was called Luther's psalm. Because when he was in trouble, you know Luther, the reformer? When he was in trouble, he used to sing out loud on the streets, in the house, wherever he went. He sang it out loud, so everybody knew that Luther had problems. I wonder what people hear us singing when we have problems. I know people don't want me hear me sing, that's true. But, you know, we all have a song in our trouble. Psalm 46 was his song. In trouble. You may find out this morning that you can take this psalm, and when you have troubles, remember to say, God is my refuge. Amen. Oliver Cromwell, a ruler and English politician, asked his people to pray the psalm, and he said, even the Pope or the devil were raised against us, God is our refuge. I will ask you to say out loud with me, God is my refuge. Again, God is my refuge. Amen. Comforted by this verse, John Wesley, when he faced death, we know that he read this psalm one day before he died, and the whole day and the whole night before he passed away, he kept saying, God is my refuge. So I pray the Spirit this morning to teach you what you need to make Him, make God, your refuge for today and for the rest of your life. Amen? Well, the structure of the psalm is interesting. The author chose just three verses that repeats with the same idea. So they are perfect verses in Hebrew and also equal and have the same rhythm. Three images. And I pray that these images will help you remember who is God in time of need. Waves and mountains that quake and a quiet river. Nations that are rumbling and earth that is consumed and God talks. Wars and God who sovereignly rules over the earth. Well, the main idea of this psalm is this. People of God, God's children, are safe in His presence. Glory to Him. Amen. The truth is that you don't know what will happen to you. Life is uncertain and unknown, isn't it? You know, families, they are together, have children, work hard for 30 years. They have friends, they go to church every Sunday. One day, the husband left the house, never to return. You go to a hospital and you think that the hospital is the place where you get better. And instead of that, you get some bacteria or some virus and you'll have it for the rest of your life. Life is unknown. A lot of uncertainty around us. Think about it. A woman that is called in her office after 20 years of hard work and she hears the news. You lost your job. You don't feel good, you run some tests and you find out that you have cancer. Nothing is certain anymore. Nothing is sure and secure, isn't it? We have technology, but we feel insecure. We have everything, but we are so bad and evil to each other. We have more than we want, and yet we are so hard to please. This is why all people, myself included and you, need a refuge. Let me ask you kindly this morning, what is your refuge? What is that place that you go when you are in trouble? When you need comfort, when you need certainty, where do you go? Who do you run to? What do you do when you have problems and you fight, when you need an escape place or a safe place? The psalmist said, I do not fear if the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Now, let's be serious. Let's be honest a little bit. How about your mountains that you have here, not too high mountains, but if all the mountains from the island will go into the heart of the sea, will you be scared a little bit? A little bit? Okay, you're fearless, but yeah. Waters roar and mountains quake. A little bit? I would be scared. We live times where we fear a lot. We fear for our health, for our families, for our future, and for what can happen to us. A lot of tensions and terrorism, violence and problems and sin. You need a safe place. Amen? Say it with me. I need a safe place. What is your refuge then? You know, as we are adults and we can, you know, pretty much use a mask and nobody knows what's inside us, children tend to copy us. I heard the story when three moms got together and they were talking and sharing about their children, and one of them said, listen to this. My son, fifth grade, he went to school and the teacher called me next day and said, did your son tell you what happened at school? No. He said, you know, he came to us and said, I had a headache, a migraine. They were surprised that he even knows the term. They rushed in, they took him to a doctor, and there was no symptom. But he kept saying, I have a migraine. And the doctor was wise enough to ask him, what other health issues do you have? And the child looked at him and he said, I had a high tension last week and some cholesterol. And last week I had a very small heart attack. They tend to copy. So, you need a safe place. I need a safe place. Do you sleep well? Are you in pain of some sort? Do you worry? Do you struggle? Do you suffer from a relationship? Or what happened to you recently? What is a good hiding place? I know you are all in church, and the pastor would like to hear you say that God is your refuge. Amen? Some may say, food is my refuge, friends, pleasure, drinking. For many Romanians, TV is a refuge. They spend more time at TV than doing something else. So, when your refuge is not God, how can you know? Just three little things that you will understand that when a refuge is not the right one, so you will know. A wrong place of refuge will create distance between you and God. Have you ever felt that you are far away from Him? Have you ever been estranged from His presence? That means that you already chosen a wrong refuge for your life. Because whenever there is a distance between you and God, that's a wrong place to be. A lot of people came to me and said, you know, Pastor, I pray and nothing happened. I try to come to church, and I know he comes to church at least twice a year for Easter and for Christmas. God bless. But, you know, I don't feel that God is doing something for me. And I used to ask them, how close do you feel? How close are you with this God? Oh, I'm not close at all. And I said, this is the problem. When Jesus left the earth, He sent somebody else who by His nature is the comforter. He advocates for us. Who is that? Holy Spirit. And how can He comfort when you drive, you're away from Him? A wrong refuge will put distance, will create distance between you and God. And you have to change your refuge. Amen? A wrong refuge will also disappoint. Have you ever been disappointed in life? No? Well, good for you. I can share some of my disappointments. Depression. I know when I'm depressed that I don't listen to the right person and I feel sorry for myself. But there are so many things that disappoint in life. Friends, family, relationships. You will always be disappointed when you choose a refuge other than God. Some go to alcohol. Some in immoral relationships, with wrong friendships, always a wrong place will be disappointed, will be a disappointment for you. I love this song. I don't know if you know this song, but what a friend we have in Jesus. He will never disappoint. Praise God for that. In another place, you know, a wrong refuge will create distance between you and God and will disappoint you, but eventually it will destroy you. Because I had recently a knee operation, and it was one of the things that you don't want. You know, it was not on my bucket list. I mean, what do you want in life? You know, I want this and this and this. And obviously, at around 40 years, at least a surgery. And I was talking to Mark and Karen. They were kind enough to drive us here this morning and share with them that there's time in life. For a time, you come back home and you show pictures. This is where I've been. And there, a certain time comes when you take pictures and these are my children. And after a certain time, you just have pictures that this is my surgery. So I tried to be encouraged by God, you know, because never had anything broken in my life. So this was something that, you know, gave me a level of uncertainty. So I read my scripture and listen. If you can say that God does not speak today to pastors, hallelujah for that. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa, the king, was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Then, in the 41st year of his reign, I was 41 when that happened, Asa died and rested with his ancestors. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Should I not go see his physician? No, that was not it. He was looking help and he was taking refuge in a wrong place. There's nothing wrong to go to see a doctor. But he did not went to seek the Lord. This is why three very simple statements today that I would like to leave on your heart and put in your mind so you can know that God will be your refuge. There will be no distance between you and God. There will be no disappointment. And then you will not be destroyed, but blessed. Because God, this is His specialty. He recreates. He makes everything new because all creatures are new in Christ. First, seek His presence. If you want God to be your refuge, if you want to be helped in the trouble and need in your life, seek His presence. Amen? Say it with me, presence. God's presence is the most desirable thing on earth. Imagine, when you feel down, you want to be with somebody. And many had the experience that whenever you are down and beat down, and you want someone to have with you. Strange enough, sometimes your family, not even your wife, nor your children, are not the appropriate company. But if you seek His presence, hear what the Word of God says. The Lord is, I'm reading again the first part. God is an ever-present. He means He is there with you in the moment that you need. It's very important to know that. Many people leave God, do not come to church, do not read His Word, do not pray and wonder why they are not finding help from God. Are you enjoying His presence? Do you seek Him every day? Then you have the right refuge. There is one thing that separates us from God, and you know what it is. What do you do about that? You know when Adam sinned for the first time, what did he do? Did he continue to seek God's presence? No, he tried to. And this is what we do. We hide from Him and we hide from each other. I used to have this moment, and it will only take a minute, When was the last time that you dealt with your sins? When was the last time that you truly repent and said, Lord, I'm sorry, and you confess your sins? Because Scripture is teaching us that Jesus' blood will cleanse you from all sins and iniquities. And what is the right place to do it? Where? If not in the church, where? So let's take just a few moments, close your eyes, and ask God's forgiveness. So you can be in His presence, cleaned one more time. Repent this morning with me. Amen. Seek His presence, then ask His provision. Say it with me, provision. The truth is that God provides. He's a provider by nature. All New and Old Testaments is filled with stories of how He provided in critical times. I remember a story that I enjoyed and I loved. As a professor, a seminary professor in England, he is still alive. He was in a Palestine area where there was a lot of attention, and he was serving with soldiers, and there was a rule that nobody would have left the company. But he was so bored, and he didn't want to stay with the soldier, all the stories, everything that he heard, and he said, I need to go to a church. So he heard that there's an underground church over the area, so he knew that if somebody will caught him, he will face big problems. But he said, you know, no matter, I'll go. And he did. He had a wonderful night. Somebody preached. But he was so tense, and he was so tired, he couldn't remember too much. He knew the text, the passage. Well, he came back home, and he tried to hide, but there was a road that he needed to take to be back at his base. And suddenly, a car lights on, and he realized that it's the commander of the unity. He already thought of how bad the situation is. He can face a trial and everything else. And he tried to remember what was preached that night. And he said, Psalm 46. What is in Psalm 46? Psalm 46. And then he remembered, God is my refuge, an ever-present help. And he prayed, and he said, Lord, I need you to be my refuge. So the commander stopped the car and says, soldier, are you by yourself? He says, no, sir. He says, you're kidding me. No, sir, I'm not. Who is then with you? I don't see anybody around. And the guy answered, Lord is with me. The captain understood that time. He smiled and says, well, hurry, you two, back in the base. He will provide. I have many stories where I can share that God is a provider. And I know He provides. So ask for His provision. Amen? And the last thing, and I'll close with this, trust His power. Say with me, I trust His power. Amen. There is a call in this psalm. Be still and know I am God. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. What is that if not power? Remember when in Egypt the magicians would try to copy God's power, but they couldn't. And they came to Pharaoh and said, it is Lord's finger. In New Testament, when Mary had that song to praise the Lord for what happened. And she says in her song, He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. Can you imagine if a finger can do something that no one else can copy, and His arm can do mighty deeds? How powerful is our God? Trust His power. Amen. The best thing to close Sunday morning is again to prayer. Because this way, you can talk to God and say, well, I want to know You more. I want to be still this morning. I want to stop. I want to give everything away in my mind and everything in a way that it's in my soul that it's not appropriate. And I want to do this. I want to make You, God, my refuge. Amen? I dare You find the right place, the right refuge. And let us close with a short prayer. If you are apart from God, if you are disappointed, and if you are on the way to destruction, please stop. Be still and know the Lord. Amen. But if you want to have God and you want to make God your refuge, then seek His presence. Ask for His provision and trust His power. Amen. Let's pray. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your spirit. Thank You for being such a refuge and have an present help for all of us. I pray for those who struggle in life that they might stop worrying and start trusting. I pray for this church and for the ministry and for everything that is happening in this place. May You be the refuge for them. Bless everyone in this church and be with us through Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.